There's an altar at the east end of the aisle, and you can now see how the string moulding of the chancel continues below the east window and around the piscina. The presence of the piscina, which the string moulding demonstrates must be original, shows that there must always have been an altar here, as opposed to the aisle simply providing additional seating for the normal congregation. Look at the black letter text on the wall to the right of the altar window. After the Reformation, wall paintings deliberately had text painted over them to emphasise the importance of the Word of God. The text here is from Revelation 3, verse 19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. This text obscured an earlier wall painting showing a nativity scene. High up on the south wall of the aisle, there's a small circular mid-13th century painting called The Salutation, which represents the meeting of Mary and Elizabeth. There are consecration crosses on the north wall and on the west wall to the left of the vestry door, incised in the lime wash and painted in red ochre. These crosses are always above shoulder level to avoid being brushed or touched by human hand. It is almost certain that the entire walls of the church were painted in medieval times, and that under the present white wall paint lies much more medieval wall painting. Let's take a closer look at the main wall painting at the right of the chancel arch. Stand in the nave so that you can see it clearly.